Alyssa Charney. I'm a senior policy specialist at the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition.
Alyssa, I'd like to learn more about what is included in the Senate rescission bill, specifically related to agriculture and environmental programs.
Sure. So the Senate rescission bill, which did fail last week, the Senate did not move forward with consideration of that package, so that is good news. It would have cut funding from several important conservation programs that are available to farmers and ranchers. The two where we would have seen the most funding cut would be from the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, or ACEP, and the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP. The way that the administration and the bills kind of packaged these spending cuts was that they were unnecessary funds, but when we actually turned to understand what would be the implications of these, we learned that had this move forward and been passed into law, it would have prohibited USDA from providing critical conservation assistance.
So is this legislation or legislation like it essentially dead in the water, or could it be repackaged in another form? What's the outlook?
I think we're feeling pretty good in terms of that package being dead. The House did pass it late last month, I believe, and so they were on to the Senate, because as we were expecting that if the Senate had passed it, it would have been signed by the President. But with the Senate not moving that package forward, they lost the window of where they needed just a simple majority to move that forward. Friday was their deadline for that. So at this point, we do not see that package moving forward, which is good news for farmers and ranchers across the country.
So as you look at progress on the overall farm bill and the environmental programs included in that, we're certainly more familiar with what's included in the Senate farm bill with a vote coming up. We know what was in the House farm bill. They've now passed that bill. So when you look at the farm bills in their totality, and hopefully here when we see the two chambers come together for conference on it, what's a best case scenario for these environmental programs, and what do you think is the most realistic outcome, and do they align with what you're hoping for?
Sure. So definitely a lot in motion just this next week, as we expect the Senate to move forward their version of the bill. If that does happen and we start looking towards conference between the two bills, there are very different approaches to conservation programs within the House and Senate bills. The House bill in particular really slashes working lands conservation programs, so it eliminates the conservation stewardship program, and together CSP and EQIP take about a $5 billion cut over 10 years, so a big cut to working lands programs, definitely not, from our perspective, what our farmers and ranchers need in the years ahead. The Senate bill, on the other hand, takes more of an overall approach where we are not seeing any cuts to total conservation funding. Unfortunately, we still do see cuts to those working lands programs, but not to the degree that we saw in the House bill, and we don't see the complete elimination of any programs. So from our perspective, as we look towards Congress and we look to find a bipartisan solution that we'll be able to move forward and get signed into law, when it comes to the conservation title, we really see that Senate package as the starting point that, protects and enhances key conservation programs, as opposed to the House bill, which really takes a lot of steps backwards for these conservation programs.
Touch on the significance of having these resources available to farmers at a time when net farm incomes are low, and it's very challenging financially for most in agriculture, and yet they want to do the right thing environmentally. So to have some federal programs that can come alongside and be of assistance, maybe just speak to the significance of these programs at a time like this.
Sure. Yeah, I think you're spot on. You know, we absolutely know that farmers and ranchers are leading stewards of the land, and they absolutely want to do what is needed to protect the natural resources that they're impacting. But we also know that that does not come without a significant cost, whether we're talking about managing a crop rotation or adding in conservation buffers and filter strips. That takes a significant amount of investment, which ultimately we do see that benefit in the long term to yields and resilience on that operation. But to have that support up front, whether we're talking about financial or technical assistance, both of which are available through NRCS conservation programs, is huge as folks are up against these challenges.
Yeah, the last thing I've got for you, listen, and kind of just an overall perspective here, when you look at the rescissions bill and putting some of these environmental programs on the chopping block, what the House is doing with their farm bill and looking at cutting back on some of these programs, I mean, is it a pretty common occurrence to see these types of programs face the kind of uncertainty that we've been talking about today?
Yeah, so, you know, the 2014 farm bill, we saw a large cut to conservation programs to the tune of $4 billion. So that was the first time we really saw a reversal in the trend that we had been seeing, which was continual increase in investment in conservation support. So I think, you know, definitely that there is not what we want to be seeing. We want to see that reverse trend. In terms of repeated cuts, historically we have seen these conservation programs like CSP and EQIP cut through the annual appropriations process. We've been really pleased that the past two fiscal years, so FY18 and then FY19, which Congress is currently working on, we did not see those same attacks on conservation. We're hopeful that we are kind of moving away from the bad habit of using conservation programs as a piggy bank to pay for other things. So that's good news to see on the appropriations front, but I think, you know, especially as Congress works to finalize this farm bill, conservation is a place that we need to be further investing in. The demand and the need is clearly there, rather than backtracking and cutting funds.
Anything on this topic in general that you want to make sure we touch on today?
I think we have covered it. Definitely a lot at stake as Congress moves forward on both the 2018 Farm Bill as well as FY19 appropriations funding when it comes to making sure farmers and ranchers can access conservation support.